All right, let's go through the starting lineups. First for 4-seed Worcester, they start with senior number 3, Sophia Adams. Senior number 11, McKenna Ventulis. Senior number 12, Izzy O'Dell. Junior number 14, Haley Shaler. And senior number 21, Anna Surdy, for longtime head coach Chris Kaltenbach. On the other side for CVS, as coach said, Kelly Taggart, the head coach. Junior number 12, Daphne West. Junior number 13, Morgan Huff. Senior number 21, Lydia Lusk. Senior number 23, Jolene Lusk. And a sophomore number 24, Bryn Whiteman. Cherry Valley's in the home whites with the red and the navy blue trim. Says Patriots in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Worcester is in the road green uniforms with the white trim. Says Wolverines across the front of the uniform in white lettering. Has the white W on the front of the shorts. Coach, a key to this game, what I noticed during the regular season matchup, a game we did here on CDO, Worcester didn't shoot the ball very well. They were able to rebound pretty decently against a much bigger Cherry Valley team, but I think Worcester's got to shoot the rock pretty well tonight.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say was the key to the game. Haley Schaller and Anna Surdy really need to catch fire from the perimeter. You know, in an equal possession game, you think Cherry Valley will get more possessions due to their height and their athleticism on the inside. So to combat that, Worcester needs to, you know, get the extra point on the three-point shot. Another interesting key here will be, does either team get in foul trouble? Last game, that was a key. In this game, that could also play key. So we'll have to see. Should be a good game. Let's hope we get a good one.
Coach K from Worcester always comes up with some crazy thing that he likes to throw at you. So what's he going to do here tonight, Coach? We'll wait and see. Cherry Valley wins the opening tip. They go left to right. Here is Bryn Whiteman. Wants a three on the right side early for CVS. It's too long. Lusk can't track down the rebound. It rolls out of bounds. And it's going to go back to the Worcester Wolverines, and both sides with some good crowd support here tonight at SUNY Delhi. So we're 10 seconds in. Worcester will get the ball. How will Haley Shaler do here tonight for the Wolverines? She's going to be a key player for Worcester.
And it looks like Cherry Valley Springfield opens in man-to-man. Worcester was in 2-3 zone.
Shaler to the right side. Now for Izzy O'Dell. Back up top here for Sophia Adams. Adams to the right side, into the paint, dishing one off for Izzy O'Dell. She's blocked by Jolene Lusk with that long wingspan, and Cherry Valley will come down with the ball. Ahead now for Bryn Whiteman again as CVS goes left to right in the early part of the Section 4 Class D semifinal contest. Inside for Lusk. Little baseline drive. Dishing one off, a turnaround shot in the paint. No, Joe with a rebound, yes. Jolene scooped that miss up from Daphne West and deposited it in the hoop. 1 minute gone, and CVS has a 2-0 lead. Winner of this game will get Oxford. Shaler for three. Yes, from the left side for Haley Shaler, and that's a good start for the Wolverines. They make it 3-2. West down the left side of the floor, back to Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman floating one ahead into the far side corner again for Daphne West. Back to Whiteman. Stripped of the basketball. Wolverines come away as Anna Surdy has control of it. Surdy ahead for Shaler. Down the right side of the floor with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Worcester leading 3-2. Wolverines with the ball. Shaler to the high post for Anna Surdy. Back out. Shaler. Three ball. Yes. For Haley Shaler. 6-2. And they're shooting the ball well, Coach.
Yeah, good start for Worcester.
Now the ball out of bounds. Cherry Valley threw it away. Wolverines will get it back. So a good start for the 4-seed here. With 6:10 to go in this first quarter.
I'd run a set here to get Haley another look at the basket.
Shaler to the left side, front of the Cherry Valley bench.
And interestingly, Cherry Valley goes to a 2-3.
Shaler in the left corner, missed the shot. Rebound for Cherry Valley.
I think she was a little deeper than she wanted to be there and was just excited that she was wide open.
Whiteman down the left side of the floor. Goes to the interior now for Joe Lusk. Lusk tries to dish it off here for Daphne West. Back up top, Lusk at the foul line. Her jumper is good for Jolene.
Now, I do know that Cherry Valley Springfield has a tendency to start a little slower than normal. When we had them in the Tri-Valley Championship, they did start a little slow. Lawrence had a nice lead, but Cherry Valley Springfield seems to come back. So can Worcester capitalize on that?
Worcester just stepped out of bounds there with Anna Surdy. And so the Patriots will get it back. with Lydia Lusk. Will float one into Morgan Huff down the right side of the floor. Morgan into the right corner. Will dish one back off now for Bryn Whiteman, but good hands there by Sophia Adams to punch it out of bounds. 5:25 to go in the first. It's 6-4. And we're also going to try to give you some updates tonight on Unitego and Union Springs. That's the other Class C game going on tonight in Section 4. Whiteman a three. Died on the front of the rim, but a rebound for Huff. Cherry Valley will keep it in. Lusk to the high post. Pull-up jumper for Joe. Too strong. Kicked back out on a rebound by the Patriots. They have a good size advantage here tonight. Whiteman tries a three, and this one is good for Bryn Whiteman from that right corner.
I think she made that one because she didn't think about it. She just grabbed it and shot it.
So CVS leads Worcester 7-6, 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Back up top for Sophia Adams, finding Surdy on the right side. Rattles in and out, and a rebound for Jolene Lusk, who stands about 6'2".
Worcester had another good look there.
Patriots have the ball. Whiteman will go to Morgan Huff. That was a good look for the Wolverines, for sure. Pass to the interior now for Jolene. Pull-up jumper, left it short, rebound Haley Shaler. And Shaler is in transition across the midcourt timeline. Shaler now will dish one off, and a jumper here for Surdy is good for three. Anna Surdy, 9 points now for Worcester on 3 3-pointers. 2 from Shaler, 1 from Surdy, and a reach-in foul on the Wolverines as CVS brings it back down the floor. Worcester leading 9-7 halfway through the first quarter.
Well, we said it was key that they make some three-pointers. Every basket they have so far are threes, 2 by Shaler and 1 by Surdy.
And so Cherry Valley will get it in. They'll float one to the far side here for Morgan Huff for three. And Huff's able to hit that shot. And so both teams raining threes here, Coach, and it's 10-9.
We went almost three quarters without a three in the first game.
Take it away here on a block by Jolene Lusk. You're right.
Five already?
Yeah, 3 by Worcester, 2 by Cherry Valley. 3:40 to go in this first quarter. Huff now back to Whiteman. Whiteman has it, floats one back over to Lydia Lusk. To the interior here for Daphne West with a baseline drive, and she's able to put it off the glass, and good for Daphne West. Makes it 12-9 with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Wolverines have it for Shaler. Shaler with a little give and go and a pull-up jumper for her. No, Morgan Huff a rebound and an outlet pass for Daphne West.
Now, even though Joe didn't block that shot, I felt like she altered it a little bit. I think Haley just knew that she was there and got rid of it a little quicker than she wanted to.
And we got a traveling violation here on the Patriots. Worcester's going to take a timeout. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. CVS leads 12-9. Here over Worcester on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
High School Sports on WCTO.
Look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Unitego trails Union Springs 15-5 late in the first quarter in that Class C game. So the Unitego girls trailing early to the number one seed Union Springs Wolves. Back here, it is Cherry Valley 12, Worcester 9, with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Wolverines have the ball. Izzy Odell back to the top of the key for Ventulith. And now to Sophia Adams, far side. Haley Shaler for three. She's feeling it, but missed that shot. Rebound underneath. It goes to Izzy Odell. She tries to power it up, and she's blocked by Jolene Lusk. And according to our stat sheet, 3 blocks already for Jolene. Cherry Valley leading at 12-9 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Jolene Lusk for three. In and out. Boy, that one rolled around the rim, and then a rebound by Morgan Huff. And the ball out of bounds, and we're going to have a foul here on Worcester.
And that's going to be 2 on Sophia Adams for Worcester.
Yeah, that's tough. And Sophia Adams handles the ball quite a bit here for the Wolverines. I want to welcome everybody listening on WCDOsports.com right now as well, as here is Brynn Whiteman dialing up a three and hits it. Brynn Whiteman from downtown. She's got 6 points, and that increases the Cherry Valley Springfield lead to 15-9 over Worcester with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. A pass down low for Worcester is intercepted by Cherry Valley, and here they come. Now for Morgan Huff, left side of the floor, as again the Patriots lead 15-9 in an entertaining first quarter. Both sides feeling it from downtown. Cherry Valley to the interior on the right low block. They dish one off for Joe Lusk. A great extra pass to Lydia Lusk, and she finishes.
Really nice extra pass there.
Cherry Valley leads 17-9 with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Sophia Adams at the top of the key. Now to Shaler, dishing one into the corner for Surdy. Back up top now for Sophia Adams. Bounce pass for Shaler. Into the corner for Surdy. Hits a three. Yes. Surdy now with two threes. Shaler with two threes. All their points on threes. 17-12. This is more points than they had at halftime of the other game. Winner of this game will get Oxford in the Class D championship. Morgan Huff into the left corner. Now back out to Brynn Whiteman. High post for West. Pass to the interior for Jolene Lutz. Missing second chance. Also a miss. Rebound for Worcester with 55 seconds to go first quarter. Streaking back down the floor is Sophia Adams. Wants to take it to the interior and scores. Big bucket there for Sophia Adams. And it's 17-14. 40 seconds to go in the first. Whiteman in the backcourt. Gets it over the midcourt timeline. Cherry Valley going left to right. Jolene with a long jumper. That's too strong. Rebound underneath for West. Puts it up, hits it, and is fouled. Daphne West hits that shot, and she'll have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play here, Coach, with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. And it's 19-14 for the Patriots.
It was kind of an unconventional way for that ball to go in. It just went straight up in the air when she got fouled and then didn't hit the rim or the backboard and just went straight in.
First shot at the line here. Well, the only shot at the line is for West, and she buries it, and they're having no problem scoring here. And back down the floor for the Wolverines. It's 20-14, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Wolverines to the high post with Surdy. They'll work one back up to Shaler at the top of the key. Shaler, right side drive, Ventulis. Now back out to Shaler. 10 seconds left here, first quarter. A drive now for Surdy on the right baseline. This one is blocked. Whiteman comes out of there with it. 5 seconds left. Whiteman going to try to fire up a shot, and she is fouled right in front of the Worcester bench. With less than a second left, she's going to go to the line to shoot three. And Coach K not pleased with the call here. That's a tough one to swallow for the Wolverines.
It was a foul. I know it's tough, but that was a foul. I thought that Brynn did a really nice job of creating the contact. She dribbled into her. Haley just got a little too close to her, and there was some contact right in front of the officials. So they're going to call that.
Whiteman hits the first one. She's got seven. Second one coming here is good for Whiteman. She's got eight. Boy, if she hits all three of these, wouldn't that be something? Whiteman settling in for the third shot. Goes three out of three. Nine for Whiteman. And it's 23-14 after the first quarter. We'll be back quickly with the start of the second quarter. Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading 23-14 on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. A jumper from in close here for Sophia Adams will not go down. And at Cherry Valley gets the rebound. Nate Lowland, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. We're hearing that NFHS Network's having some technical issues, so stay tuned with us right here on the radio. We'll take you the rest of the way. Daphne West with a jumper off a dish from Jolene, and it's raining buckets here for Cherry Valley. They lead 25-14. Izzy O'Dell back to Shaler. Now back to the top of the key here for Anna Surdy as the Wolverines go right to left. Here is Surdy left side. Into the paint, passing down low for O'Dell. They reverse it for Shaler. Shaler to the high post. Will dish one off. Ventulith with a jumper. Late in the shot clock, no. Surdy gets it back. Ventulith finds Shaler. This one is a high arcing shot from the left baseline. Off the mark, and Lydia Lusk grabs a rebound. Outlet pass for Joe Lusk here.
Good pressure to bring it out there by Joe.
Lusk at midcourt is
fouled.
Fouled here.
Two on Haley Shaler.
Boy, and both of those have been far away from the basket, Coach.
I thought there was a little bobble there with the dribble. Maybe it was a travel, but they called a foul.
Patriots with the ball. They go to the far side for Lydia Lusk as CVS goes left to right. Here in the white uniforms as the top seed, and Worcester is in the green as the four seed. Drive here for Bryn Whiteman. Her shot draws air. Lusk with a rebound, keeps it alive. Jolene.
Only seven on the shot clock.
Will dish it back inside for Daphne West. Her shot too strong, and a rebound for Shaler. Shaler down the left side of the floor with 6:10 to go here in this second quarter. Worcester trailing 25-14. Anna Surdy for three. Yes! A three for Anna Surdy, who has three threes for 9 points. Makes it 25-17. And now at midcourt, we're going to have a jump ball, which keeps it with the Patriots. Mia Dubbin's going to check in here for Daphne West with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. And CVS leading Worcester 25-17. Unitego girls trailing at Union Springs 19-10 at the end of the first quarter in the Section 4 Class C girls basketball semifinals tonight at TC3. We'll keep you updated on that. Top of the key now for Cherry Valley. A backdoor cut. They find Mia Dubbin, and she lays it up and in.
Even the players coming in off the bench are having no problem here in this college venue putting the ball in the basket.
Cherry Valley leads 27-17. Sturdy, a right side three, no. O'Dell with a rebound. Works one back out. Shaler. Pump fakes, picks up her dribble, goes to Sophia Adams. Adams to the interior, hits the shot, but they're going to say it was on the floor. Adams fouled by Jolene Lusk. And foul will be on the floor, so Shaler's going to do the inbounding on the baseline to the right of the basket as the Wolverines go right to left. 5:15 to go, second quarter, 27-17 our score.
America's out of bounds play.
They'll feed one into the corner now for Shaler. Push that shot from the right corner and missed it. So that shot was off the mark. And Bryn Whiteman will bring it back down the floor here for Cherry Valley. Working it around to the right side. Three-point line extended now for Morgan Huff. Huff into the right corner in front of the Worcester bench. Will feed one back to Whiteman. Left side three. Bang for Bryn Whiteman. And she's got 12. Worcester leads 30 to, Cherry Valley Springfield leads Worcester 30-17. Unbelievable shooting so far for the Patriots. Shaler to the left side of the floor. Worcester's in their offensive end now, looking to start things up. And Worcester will reverse it to the right side now. Deep in the shot clock with 10 seconds to go. Surdy is going to come back up top for Sophia Adams. A pass to the interior for Izzy O'Dell, and she's fouled by Jolene Lusk. She quickly picks up number two here, Coach. And this is going to send Izzy O'Dell to the line.
Interesting call here. What do you do? I mean, you have a lead here. Jolene is certainly a key cog in the wheel here for Cherry Valley Springfield. Do you leave her in with two fouls, or do you take her out?
Coach Taggart, looks like she's going to keep Jolene in there as Izzy will step to the line here for the Worcester Wolverines. With just under 4.5 to go in the second quarter, O'Dell is able to hit the first one at the line. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Looks like maybe Jolene will come out at the next whistle as they're going to go with Daphne West coming off the bench. O'Dell misses that shot. Rebound loose on the floor. It's scooped up by Shaler, keeping it alive for Worcester. Back to Sophia Adams. They reverse it for Sturdy in the right corner. Comes off of a screen. So we come up on 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Back to O'Dell on the left side. Into the baseline corner. Now back up top for Shaler. 15 on the shot clock. Shoveling one off for Sophia Adams. They try to go to the interior, knocked away by Lydia Lusk. Brent Whiteman going to try to bring it out and gets tied up there with Anna Sturdy. Ball rolled out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Worcester here. With 3:52 to go in the second quarter. So, Coach, Worcester's down by 12, but they're still getting some good opportunities here and some good looks.
And Jolene stayed in the game there as Daphne West came in for a different player for CBS.
So Jolene with those two fouls, they'll have to be careful. Shaler to the interior, steps back, shoots over Jolene, missed it wide right, and a rebound for Daphne West. West down the right side of the floor, trying to go coast to coast, can't get the shot to go. Good defense there by Shaler. And then back down for Sophia Adams. Takes it through into the teeth of the defense right at Jolene and goes right up over her and scores.
Nice drive.
And now a traveling violation on the Patriots gives it right back to Worcester, and it's 30-20. Wolverines will get it back with 3:22 to go in the second quarter. And so the inbound will be underneath the hoop here. Wolverines will have it on the left wing side of the floor. Worcester looking for options. And they'll work it into Ventula. She'll walk back up to the top of the key and leave it for Sophia Adams. Adams at the top of the key now goes to Haley Shaler. Far side for Sturdy, who's been red hot. A pass down low for Ventula. Her shot rolls off and a rebound for Jolene Lusk. Outlet pass now for Bryn Whiteman down the right side of the floor. Whiteman looking for options. Trying to dribble through a double team. Lost control of it. Does manage to get it back. Goes to the high post. Good ball movement. They find Mia Dubbin down low. Blocked by Izzy O'Dell. And she swats it out of bounds with 2:50 to go here in the first half. Worcester hanging around here, Coach. And a timeout's going to be taken by the Wolverines. CVS leading Worcester 30-20 deep in the second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit Mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
Of course, we want to thank all our special sponsors tonight, including Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, as well as the Amphenol Corporation in Sydney, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Oxford in Sydney, and Chapman's Apple Orchard of Oxford. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. A pull-up jumper for Daphne West is short, and then a foul on West on the rebound as O'Dell got there first.
She was fouled, got number 12
So good shooting by both of these teams, Coach. Kind of a complete opposite from what we saw in the first game where both teams struggled.
Worcester's hanging around, though. They're right there within striking distance. A lot of game left to be played.
Wolverines have the ball at the top of the key, going right to left. They leave it for Ventulis. Now back off to Sophia Adams, dishing one for Anna Surdy. Into the corner, Haley Shaler dials up a three and hits. Big three there for Haley Shaler.
Worcester with a little full-court pressure here.
And the threes continue to rain down for the Wolverines. It's 30-23. Lusk at midcourt. Jolene lofts one over for Morgan Huff on the left side as the Patriots go left to right. Now a jumper in the corner is off the mark. Here for Mia Dubin out of bounds. And it looks like it'll stay with the Patriots with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. You've got to give a lot of credit here to the Wolverines for hanging around. A lot of teams might have folded up early with the Patriots hitting like that.
But, I mean, one of the keys we said to the game was for Shaler and Surdy to make threes. I think they each have three, correct?
Yes, they do. On the baseline drive here, Daphne West giving it back to Bryn Whiteman. A tough runner on the right baseline for Bryn. She has 14, Coach.
Yeah. She's a little bit of an unsung hero on the Cherry Valley Springfield squad.
I would agree. Surdy in the left corner here for Worcester as the Wolverines trail 32-23. With 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. Skipping through. Nice move by Sophia Adams, and she scores. She has 6 points. It's 32-25. 1:25 to go in the second quarter. And now a traveling violation on the Patriots. Gives it back to the Wolverines. Again, the press paying dividends.
Now that's the second time Cherry Valley has panicked a little bit on the pressure. They're getting the ball to their post players, where I'd like to see them get it more in the hands of their guard against that press break.
Want to give you an update. At halftime, it's Union Springs girls leading Unitigo 25-18 in that Class C game. We'll be at halftime here in about a minute. A miss by Worcester and a rebound by Jolene Lusk, but then taken back by Surdy. Surdy's going to try to go right to the rim, and it's blocked cleanly by Jolene Lusk. A huge block there for Jolene.
I would have liked to have seen a jump stop and head fake because she was going to try to block the shot there. You could have got her third foul.
Lusk with the ball at the top of the key. Jolene dishing it off, and Shaler says, no way. I'm going to intercept that ball. Shaler in transition with 45 seconds to go, second quarter. Shaler on the left side will dish it back out to Sophia Adams. Into the corner, looking for Surdy. A pass down low for Izzy Odell. To the far side, a foul on Cherry Valley. I believe it's going to be on Daphne West, sending Sophia Adams to the line, and she's been so tricky going to the rim tonight.
Yes, and that's Daphne's second.
And so Daphne's going to come out. They'll leave Jolene in here with 36 seconds to go before the halftime break. Settling in at the line will be Sophia Adams. Yes. Adams has seven. And Worcester is fighting hard to stay in this game. Adams, second shot at the line, hits it. Adams with eight. Makes it 32-27. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Patriots with the ball in the backcourt. They go to Huff. Dishing it off for Bryn Whiteman, and a head down for Morgan Huff. Huff comes off of a screen, dishes to the interior, goes through the teeth of the defense, finds its way back out to Whiteman. Straightaway three is too spicy. Picked back up here by Cherry Valley. They'll skip it across for Morgan Huff. Now to Lydia Lusk, down to 13 seconds. Here's Jolene with a step-through jumper, missed it, and the rebound to Worcester with 8 seconds left. Long baseball pass ahead is picked back off. Izzy Odell somehow scoops it away, and they're going to run out of time here. And our halftime score is Cherry Valley Springfield 32 and Worcester 27. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a minute. So here is our two halftime scores. CVS 32, Worcester 27 in the Class D game. And at halftime out at TC3, our score at the half is 25-18, Union Springs girls leading Unitigo. We'll be back in just a few minutes here from SUNY Delhi on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Be sure to like us on Facebook.
Be sure.
Nashville Sports on WCTO.
Welcome back. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here, and our halftime score is 32-27. Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading Worcester at the break. And it's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, as Marabito has been serving the community, keeping your family warm since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy difference. CVS and Worcester combined to hit 10 threes in the first half here at SUNY Delhi. A very impressive stat. Here is our scoring summary. First for Worcester, 9 points apiece for Haley Shaler and for Anna Surdy, 8 for Sophia Adams, 1 for Izzy O'Dell. On the other side, it's 14 for Bryn Whiteman, 7 for Daphne West, 4 for Jolene Lusk, 3 for Morgan Huff, 2 apiece for Lydia Lusk and Mia Dubbin. We'll bring in WCDO intern Hannah Bonskowski. Hannah B., what you got in the first half? Let's look at Cherry Valley Springfield first. What's Jolene doing here on the stat sheet?
As always, Jolene's a big part of the stat sheet. You know, I added that special section just for her, the block. So far, she's had 5. One time she was down there and decided to block a girl, which I thought was a little risky on her part because she had 2 fouls. But luckily, it was a very pretty, clean block.
That was probably one of the nicest blocks I've seen this season. She elevated. I mean, she's 6'2", and she got all ball on that, but definitely very risky as she had those 2 fouls. How many rebounds for Joe?
She has 7 rebounds.
Anything else on the other side? How about Morgan or Daphne on the rebounding front?
Both Morgan and Daphne both have 4.
All right. How about on the other side for Worcester? Very hot shooting in the first half. Anything stand out? Assists, rebounds, steals?
Very balanced all throughout, as Worcester normally is. But Sophia Adams, Haley Schaller, and Anna Surdy all have 2 assists. And I'm pretty sure that Haley and Anna just traded off. They were like, oh, here, you have the ball, you shoot a 3 and make it, then I'll take one the next possession. I'm pretty sure both their assists came from each other.
Yeah, Haley Schaller, 9 points on 3 threes. Same exact stat line for Anna Surdy. We haven't seen many teams shoot well in this gym. Both these teams are just throwing that out the window, shooting very well here. Doesn't matter, beyond the college line, they've just been shooting the ball well. I'm kind of stunned, are you?
I'm very stunned. Like, I know, I remember saying, holy cow, that's deep, when Bryn Whiteman pulled up from, I think, the R in the Broncos. I don't know if people have been here. She was like, I was like, oh, wow, that's really deep. And it was nothing but net.
Yeah, that was great. A really entertaining first half here. The winner of this game will get Oxford on Saturday in the Section 4 Class D championship game. If we have some weather, we'll make sure we know the backup plan as well for when that game will be played. So we'll keep you updated there. Hannah B., thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, halftime score again, CVS 32, Worcester 27. And again, our halftime score for the Unitego game. Let me pull that up one more time here as I want to keep you posted. Unitego girls trailing Union Springs 25-18 at the half in the Section 4 Class C semifinals. Winner of that game will get Moravia in the championship game on Saturday. We'll take a break. Third quarter coming up here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCBO.
And welcome back. Worcester opens the third quarter with a quick layup right off the tip there from Sophia Adams. And now full court pressure coming from the Wolverines to try to dig their way back in. They trail 32-29. Surdy for three. It's too long. And a rebound here for Daphne West. Ahead now for Bryn Whiteman. And Whiteman will bring it back down the floor. CVS going right to left on your radio dial here to start this third quarter. They're in the white with the red and navy blue trim. Worcester's in the all green with the white trim. A three for Whiteman is off the mark. And will the hot shooting continue? Again, 10 three-pointers between the two teams in the first half. Worcester going left to right. They go to Surdy on the left wing side. A three-point game here early in the third quarter. Wolverines have it on the right side. They go to Surdy to the interior for Shaler. Going right into the teeth of the defense. Shaler with a tough angled shot. No. Odell with a big rebound. Working it back out for Worcester. Feeding one to the high post. McKenna Ventula, her jumper, short. Rebound for Joe Lusk. And Cherry Valley has it back. A good possession there, Coach, for Worcester. They couldn't cash in, though.
Yeah, both teams have opened with good possessions here to start the second half. Some good looks, but didn't cash in on either end except for the layup by Adams.
Pass down low for Morgan Huff and into the corner for Bryn Whiteman. Nate Lullen, Greg Bonskowski with you here. We'll take you the rest of the way on WCDL. Glad to have you along. A pass inside for Lusk at the right low block. She muscles it up and in from a tough angle for Joe. 6 points for Jolene. And CVS leads 34-29 with 6 minutes to go. Third quarter live from SUNY Delhi. Top of the key now for the Wolverines. To the right side, Sophia Adams. Looking to go to the interior. Ventulis now back to Adams. Dribble drive into the paint. Wants to go all the way. Blocked by Jolene Lusk and a foul. Oh, that's a tough one, I think. Jolene picks up her third. With 5:53 to go in the third. That's a tough one there for the Patriots.
Yeah, that looked pretty clean. Unless there was contact with the body that we couldn't see from our angle, that looked like it was a clean block, but you got to give Worcester credit. They're attacking her and making her make a play.
Adams hits the first one at the line. Makes it 34-30. Second shot for Adams. Too strong. Rebound is loose. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. And Bryn Whiteman comes out of the pile with the ball. Whiteman in transition to the right side now for Morgan Huff. Interested to see if we see some more of that press from Worcester to get a good look at it. Pass to the interior for the Patriots. And Daphne West is fouled and will head to the line. With 5:40 to go in the third, and the CVS girls leading 34-30 over Worcester.
And that's three fouls on Haley Shaler for Worcester.
Just an out-of-town score update. Union Springs leading Unitego 32-22, halfway through the third quarter, out at TC3. Winner of that game will get Moravia, who beat Delhi earlier tonight. Winner of this game will get Oxford, who defeated Southern Cayuga in the 6 o'clock game. West. Her second shot is good. So West now with 8 points, goes one out of two. 5-point lead for the Patriots, 35-30. 5.5 to go in the third. Wolverines with the ball, Shaler at the top of the key. Now to Anna Surdy, back to Shaler. Looking for options here with 15 on the shot clock in front of the Worcester bench as they go right to left. Ventulis now in the right corner to the high post for Surdy. Reversing it, left side Shaler. Three ball, too strong. Chase down, and Worcester will hold on to it. Ventulis with a big rebound. Working one back out for Sophia Adams. Adams to the right side, into the paint, dishing down low. Izzy Odell missed the left-handed layup, and a rebound for Lydia Lusk of the Patriots. 4:55 to go in the third. CVS leading 35-30. Dishing back off now for Morgan Huff on the right side for Bryn Whiteman. Back to Huff. Interior chest pass for White. Outside for Whiteman. And this one was in and out. Excuse me, I meant for West. And a rebound off the miss. And Jolene Lusk is able to clean it up and deposit it. She's got 8 points.
Nice rebound there by Jolene and putback to give CVS the 7-point lead.
Patriots lead 37-30 with 4.5 to go in the third. Sophia Adams, left side. Into the defense, tries a shot, no. Izzy O'Dell cleans the glass and muscles it back up and in. Worcester showing a lot of heart here. CVS beats the press, and Morgan Huff on a breakaway layup is able to score. Huff now with 5 points, and CVS increases the lead to 39-32 with 4 minutes to go in the third. Wolverines with the ball into the right side for Shaler. Surdy, chest pass back up to Sophia Adams from straight away. Reversing it left side into the corner. Sturdy for three. No. Rolled off the back of the rim. Rebound is tracked down by Daphne West. And Worcester has a injured player here with 3:45 to go in the third. Looks like McKenna Ventulith took an elbow there on the rebound. West is going to go to the bench. Mia Dubin coming in. Ventulith appears to be okay. CVS leading 39-32. Both these teams throwing haymakers at each other here in the second half. This is a good one. The Section 4 Class D girls semifinals tonight. Ball tapped out of bounds. Cherry Valley will hold on to it. Patriots have it. And we'll work one in for Lydia Lusk. Lydia with a tall pass for Jolene. On the right low block. Turnaround is blocked there by Anna Surdy. Well done.
A nice defense there by Worcester. They kind of doubled down on the entry into the post for Joe.
Ahead now for Haley Shaler. Shaler for Surdy. Now back out to Shaler. Little give and go as they reverse it with 15 on the shot clock. Back to the right side. Haler is quarterbacking this to the interior now. Ventulith goes up, and it's a block by Jolene. She stayed straight up and pretty much just took that out of Ventulith's hands there with 3:05 to go in the third. CVS leading 39-32. Whiteman, right side, back to Huff. Thought about a three, but didn't pull it. Now to Whiteman. She does, and it's in and out. Lusk with a rebound up off the glass, and she scores. Jolene windexing the glass, and Cherry Valley punches this lead back up to 41-32. Sophia Adams trying to go coast-to-coast, missed it. Dubin with a rebound. Outlet pass for Morgan Huff.
Worcester needs to stop here.
CVS is going to pump the brakes. They go into the interior here for Huff. Now back out right side. For Whiteman, inside for Huff, and to the left side for Lusk, rolls out of bounds, going to stay with CVS.
CVS, I think, fortunate to maintain possession. That was kind of a dangerous pass.
Timeout's going to be taken here by Worcester. 2:28 to go in the third. Patriots leaving the Wolverines 41-32. Stay tuned here on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
2.5 to go in the third. Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Hannah Bonskowski keeping stats for us, our WCDO intern. And the CVS girls leading Worcester 41-32. We're glad to have you along on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. Patriots with the ball on the baseline. They get it in. Morgan Huff, foot on the line, a long two, and she hits it. Huff in the left corner makes it 43-32 for CVS with 2:20 to go in the third frame. Wolverines to the interior for Sophia Adams, not afraid to take it to the teeth of the defense, but this time she shuffled her feet and traveled. And the momentum seems to be going back here to CVS. Patriots looking to get it in here at SUNY Delhi in the Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinals. Patriots in the backcourt with Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman is across midcourt. Picks it up, tries to go down low for Morgan Huff. A good pass across for Mia Dubbin. Knocked out of her hands as she tried to go up for the layup. It'll stay with Cherry Valley. 2 minutes to go here in the third. And this was a two-point game. Worcester had really clawed back into it, but a nice run here by the Patriots. Jolene doing the inbounding duties to the top of the key for Morgan Huff, right side. 15 on the shot clock as they back it out. And into the right corner. Now back for Morgan Huff. Baseline jumper here is up and good for Mia Dubbin. Dubbin's able to hit it. Makes it 45-32 for CVS. Here's Sophia Adams. Steps through the defense. Works one back out for Anna Surdy. A deep three for her. Rolls in and out. Won't go down. Rebound by Jolene Lusk here. With 90 seconds to go in the third. Outlet pass for Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman has it on the right side. Three-point line extended. Trapped in the corner, but she's able to get out of there. Now to Morgan Huff. Straight away, back to Whiteman. College range three for Bryn is a little short. Jolene, a rebound, puts it off the glass and scores.
Worcester just has no answer for that. It's almost a play there. CVS is just shooting. Joe's getting the rebound, putting it back in.
1 minute to go in the third. CVS leads 47-32. Shaler to the right side. We'll dish one into the corner now for Surdy. Back up top, straight away three, Sophia Adams. Too much mustard on that, and a rebound for the Patriots.
And a difference here in the third quarter is Worcester has not made a three-pointer.
Patriots across midcourt for Whiteman. Now to Jolene Lusk on the left side. Lusk will give it back to Morgan Huff for Whiteman in front of the CVS bench. Left wing side again to the high post for Jolene. Steps through, muscles it up and in. Jolene has really come alive here in the third. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. The Patriots leading the Wolverines 49-32. Worcester backs it out, finding Sophia Adams on the left side. Splits two defenders. Adams to the rim, blocked by Jolene. It rolls out of bounds and is going to go back to CVS with 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. We're going to have a Unitego Union Springs update for you here in just a second before we hit the break. And a timeout's going to be taken by Cherry Valley Springfield. With 10 seconds left, we'll step away for 30 seconds. What our score is Cherry Valley 49, Worcester 32. Union Springs girls are ahead of Unitego 43-26 at the end of the third at TC3. We'll be right back on CDO.
Experience financial freedom. Consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment with SFCU.
We have consolidation loan rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Now is the best time to consolidate your personal loans from other financial institutions and higher rate credit cards into one low monthly payment.
With fewer bills to pay, juggling debt becomes easier and saves you money.
So become financially free with a consolidation loan from SFCU. Rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Apply online at sfcuonline.org or visit one of our 10 convenient locations.
Federally insured by NCUA. Approval based on creditworthiness. SFCU. Banking easier.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
Patriots get it in to Bryn Whiteman on the right side. She threw it away with 7 seconds left. Wolverines have it. And they go to Adams. Now to Surdy. I don't think they're aware of the time, and they run out. End of the third quarter. It's 49-32. Patriots lead the Wolverines, and we'll be back with the start of the fourth quarter on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
High school sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading Worcester 49-32. And again, our out-of-town score update is Union Springs leading at Unitego 43-26. So if that holds true, the Section 4 Class C girls final would be Moravia and Union Springs. If this holds true, it would be Oxford and Cherry Valley Springfield. But can Worcester claw their way back in with 8 minutes left? You never know what Coach K has up his sleeve. This will help a steal by Worcester to start the fourth quarter. Here's Anna Surdy taking it down low. She shoots and scores from the right low block. Anna Surdy took it to the rim and was fouled. Foul on Bryn Whiteman. That makes it 49-34, and Surdy will head to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Tough take there by Surdy.
Yeah, nice finish.
So Surdy will step in. Her first shot at the line is good. Surdy with 12. Makes it 49-35 as we start the fourth quarter here from SUNY Delhi. It's Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski with you. Glad to have you along for this semifinal action. Left side of the floor now for Bryn Whiteman. Leaving it for Morgan Huff. Now back to the top of the key. For Lydia Lust to the high post. Jolene feeding one back to Lydia. Pull-up jumper is a little too hot. Rebound by Lydia. Back out. Bryn Whiteman dials up a three. Hit the rim twice and then bounced up and hit the shot clock, so it's out of play. Just want to recognize some more of our special sponsors here tonight, including Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, Gallery 321 of Oxford, as well as Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi. Wolverines with the ball at the high post for Odell. Back out, Surdy. Three, buckled off the left side of the rim. A rebound for Jolene Lusk. A jump ball is going to keep it here with the Wolverines. Cherry Valley leading 49-35 as Worcester tries to claw their way back into this game. Wolverines have it on the baseline. They'll work it in. They find Surdy. She muscles it up and in. Surdy with 14. Makes it 49-37, and the Wolverines have life, and they're going back to that full-court pressure. Whiteman to Huff. Ahead now for Jolene Lusk to the interior. Her right-handed layup won't go, and in the land of the trees, Sophia Adams with a rebound. Adams looking to push the pace now for the Wolverines. Adams tries to take it to the rim and is blocked and is fouled. And she will head to the line where she's been pretty much perfect here tonight. 6:45 to go in the fourth, and Cherry Valley leads 49-37 over the Worcester Wolverines. And so Mia Dubbin picks up the foul and will send Adams to the line. And her first shot is short. Broadcaster's curse right there. Coach, I'm sorry to all you Worcester fans. As soon as you say it, it never fails. Sophia Adams to the line. Her second one is also a miss, but a violation. And it's going to go back to Cherry Valley. Coach, what do you think of this press here that they're throwing on?
Well, it's interesting because they have all five players well inside half court. I think it's the right move. Cherry Valley Springfield has struggled with it a little bit.
CBS ahead now for Morgan Huff down the right side. Huff to the right wing. Three-point line extended. Finds Jolene Lusk. A straightaway three for Joe is good. Jolene said, dare me to shoot and I'll hit it. She's got 17. That's a huge three for Jolene. Makes it 52-37. To the high post now for Izzy Odell. Inside for Sophia Adams, and she's fouled by Jolene Lusk. And that's going to be her fourth with 6:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jolene tried to sacrifice the body there, but you got to give credit to Adams. She is not afraid to go right at the teeth of this defense here for the Patriots. Jolene's going to come off here with those four fouls. Coach Taggart wanted a little bit of an explanation. Adams at the line, and this one is short. Oh boy, I've really cursed her. I just heard from Coach Kenyon. He told me to stop doing that. And Adams, oh, she missed another one. And Britton Whiteman scoops up the rebound for the Patriots. And down the floor, we're going to have a block here on Adams at midcourt, and Whiteman went down hard in front of the scorer's table here with 6:15 to go in the fourth and a 52-37 score. We're going to stay here for a quick second with our score 52-37. Whiteman is going to pop up. I wanted to see how long she would stay down there. Nice sportsmanship as well by Sophia Adams to come over and make sure she was okay. With 6:15 to go here in the fourth, Cherry Valley leading 52-37. That was a hard collision right at midcourt.
And it was a good play by Worcester. I mean, she tried to draw the charge. She just was a few seconds too late, or maybe less than a second late. It's a good play. Ooh, nice steal.
A steal here by Ventulis, and then she is fouled by Morgan Huff. You cannot count out this Worcester Wolverines team.
No, and the other thing to think about here is there's 6:12 left in the fourth quarter, and Cherry Valley Springfield has already committed four fouls. So every foul from here on out, Worcester will shoot two shots.
Wolverines with the ball. Shaler in the corner for three. Oh, rattled in and out. And a rebound for Whiteman. Ahead now for Morgan Huff. Huff down the left side, back to Whiteman. Near midcourt, she's got to get it across, and she does. Whiteman to the right side, a little runner in the paint, and she's fouled. Her shot wouldn't go down as she collided with Izzy Odell. 5:50 to go in the fourth. CVS leading 52-37 here in the sectional semifinals. So Whiteman bouncing back here, heads to the line, and her first shot is good. First points of the second half for Whiteman. She has 15. Balanced scoring for CVS. 17 for Jolene, 15 for Bryn, 8 for Daphne West, 7 for Morgan Huff, and she hits the second one. And so Bryn now has 16. Makes it 54-37 with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Odell into the corner now for Sophia Adams. Into the paint, steps through. Dishing one off for Ventulis. Cherry Valley fans wanted to travel. Instead, they're going to get a foul on Bryn Whiteman for a reach-in. Last update we had here is 50-30, Union Springs ahead of Unitigo with about a minute and a half left. And Coach Z is starting to go to the bench, I'm told, for the Unitigo Spartans. And so the Section 4 Class C championship game will be another rematch between Union Springs and Moravia. Still 5.5 to go here in the fourth, and it's a 54-37 ball game. And the first shot at the line is up and good here for McKenna Ventulis. With 5.5 to go here in the fourth. Ventulis settling back in at the line and hits. 2 out of 2. Worcester wants a timeout. With 5.5 to go in the fourth, it is 54-39 for the CVS girls over Worcester, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
All right, 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter, and the Cherry Valley Springfield girls lead Worcester 54-39 in the Section 4 Class D girls semifinals. And it looks like we do have a final 53-30. The Union Springs girls defeat Unitigo. Back the other way, Daphne West looking to take it to the interior as they beat the press over the top. West is fouled from behind and will head to the line.
not really sure what kind of press that was by Worcester. It kind of looks like man-to-man, but then part of it looks like a zone.
I never know with Coach K. He throws so many different wrinkles at you. That's why I bring you along, Coach, as West hits the first one. I've always wondered this, sitting here on the radio, is how do you identify that in the moment sometimes as a coach? How do you make that adjustment if you can't figure out what it is? West at the line, missed it. That's why I've had so much respect for guys like you and Coach Conway and Coach Bruce, who seem to know.
I think if you can't identify it, you go with the fact that it's man-to-man. A lot of times you can tell by sending somebody through, whether it's half-court or full-court press, if you send a cutter through, if somebody goes with them, then you know it's man-to-man. But if only one person goes, then it's some kind of junk defense you got to figure out.
Shaler in the corner for three. She's going a little cold here as that one rattles in and out.
Yeah, I don't think Worcester has a three in the second half. Nice steal by Adams.
Steal by Sophia Adams at midcourt. Adams will find Shaler. She's got the green light to try to get him back in this game. A runner for Haley won't go down. Izzy Odell with a rebound, blocked from behind. Bryn Whiteman comes out of there with the ball. And then a reach-in foul here on Sophia Adams with 4:53 to go.
Now, even though Haley has not shot the ball as well as she did in the first half, I think she's got to shoot that three when she had the open look at it.
Yeah, at this point, you got to fire away, right?
I mean, it was a really good move. It was not a foolish basketball play. She pump-faked and dribbled and got a nice shot in the lane, but she had a good look at a three. She's too good of a shooter to pass that up.
Bryn Whiteman lofts one down low for Morgan Huff. And again, just a reminder, Jolene Lusk is out of this game with four fouls for some protection at the moment. Bryn Whiteman with a runner from the right side, no. Anna Surdy with a rebound. 4.5 left here at SUNY Delhi. Winner of this game will get Oxford in Saturday's championship game. Surdy, left side. How about a three for Worcester? In and out. That was kind of a line drive. Rebound for Shaler, but she lost it. Rolls out of bounds and back to the Patriots. With 4:19 left in this fourth quarter, I don't know if it's the timeouts or what, Coach, but it feels like it's kind of dragging along here. Still giving Worcester a chance to get back in this game. Whiteman is across midcourt. Another runner for Bryn. This time is good, and she's got 18. Right through the heart of the defense, she was able to finish. Left side, Sophia Adams. Back out, Shaler. Three ball, way too strong. And a rebound long for Morgan Huff. So the early shooting now has dried up for the Worcester Wolverines. They came out on fire tonight. Right side for Whiteman. Finding Mia Dubin, pump fakes. Goes to the high post. Lydia Lusk, far side. Morgan Huff, long jumper for two is good for Morgan Huff, and she's got nine.
Well, she likes that shot with 1 foot on the line. That's about three tonight that she's made, where it's almost a three-pointer, but she's got 1 foot on the line.
Back the other way for Worcester. Adams is able to dish one off for Izzy Odell. She scores and is fouled on the right low block. Odell now with five. Jolene's going to check back in with 3:24 left and CVS up 59-41. And so Odell's going to go to the line looking to finish this off here. So Jolene has those four fouls. We'll keep an eye on that as well. Odell at the line. She hits. Odell's got six, and it's 59-42 with 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Whiteman in the backcourt looking to get across the midcourt timeline, and she does. Whiteman tied up here, comes off of a screen, finds Jolene Lusk on the far side. Lusk with a little dribble drive all the way to the hoop and can't get it. Second chance for Joe, also rolls off. Mia Dubin is there. That won't go down. Ball out of bounds going back to Worcester. Three good looks. Actually, it's going to go back to Cherry Valley.
The official said White, but just pointed in the wrong direction.
So three good looks there for Cherry Valley, but they weren't able to flush that one down. Pass in. Jolene tries to go up with it. Missed, and Worcester comes away. 2:56 to go here in the fourth. Shaler with a nifty behind-the-back move gets open for a jumper and rattles it in. Shaler with her first points of the second half makes it 59-44. A long pass ahead here for Morgan Huff. Down the right side for Cherry Valley. Now for Bryn Whiteman. And Cherry Valley can take their time here with 2.5 to go. They pass to the interior. And Jolene's going to put it up, misses the right-handed layup, and a rebound for Worcester. Adams in transition, wants to step through, and it's going to be a block here on Bryn Whiteman, sending Sophia Adams back to the line. She's not afraid to go right in there. We've said it a couple of times. And Sophia Adams will step in at the charity stripe. Her first shot is good.
Something that impressed me on that last possession by Cherry Valley Springfield was they had numbers. They could have gone to the basket with it, but they understand the time and the score and the situation and kind of pulled it out. Ransom clock, got a good look for Joe, but she didn't finish.
13 for Adams as she goes 2-for-2 at the line. 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. No matter how this ends up, make sure you stay tuned. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose during our postgame show tonight. Huff stepped out of bounds, so it's going to go back to the Wolverines with 2:15 to go. Coach Taggart saying, take your time here, girls. Take your time. Cherry Valley on top, 59-46. Big possession for Worcester. Could they cut it back down to 10 here with a three? Sophia Adams again into the defense. Wants to go inside and is blocked by Jolene Lusk. Good job by Joe to just stay straight up on that. Whiteman coming forward in the backcourt. Gets a screen from Jolene. Goes to Whiteman. Now back to Huff. Jolene dishing down low for Mia Dubin. She can't get the shot from about 5 feet. Gets her own rebound, though. And now we're going to have a... I missed it on the far side. I got screened here, Coach.
Travel.
Where we sit here at midcourt, sometimes you can't always see through all the officials and coaches if it's on the far side.
Yeah.
1:43 to go. Fourth quarter. Worcester will have it taken away by Lydia Lusk. And a jump ball is going to give it back to the Patriots here with a 1:38 to go. 59-46 our score. Worcester trying to throw everything they can defensively at the Patriots. CVS is able to break the press. They go to Jolene on the left side. Now back to Bryn Whiteman straight away. Whiteman will dribble drive to the right side. Floats one now to the interior. Back out Whiteman from Jolene. A three, left it short. Rebound Haley Shaler with 1:15 to go. Shaler across midcourt. Now to Anna Surdy. To the interior here, and a nice take by Sophia Adams, and she's fouled, and Jolene's going to foul out here with 1:04 to go. And so Jolene Lusk will foul out tonight with 17 points and a number of rebounds as well.
Don't forget the block shots.
And the block shots. We'll update all that. She's got 14 rebounds and 4 blocks from the look, maybe even 5. No, 9. Oh, excuse me. I was only looking at the second half total. Whale of a night here for Jolene. With 1:04 left, she does foul out. Sophia Adams at the line hits the first one. Adams with 14. Timeout taken by Worcester. With 1:04 left, it's CVS 59, Worcester 47. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
High School Sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:04 to go, fourth quarter. It's 59-47. CVS girls on top of Worcester. Winner of this will advance to the Section 4 Class D championship game on Saturday against the Oxford Blackhawks, the 2 seed. CVS in the backcourt. We hit a minute to go. Whiteman will get it across by herself. Dribbles out of trouble. Brynn looking for a screen. Will now come back to Morgan Huff. Now to Mia Dubin. To the interior for Lydia Lusk. And CVS taking their time, passing it around. 10 on the shot clock, 45 on the game clock. Right side now, taken away by Haley Shaler. A good clean steal, but do they have enough time left? 35 seconds to go. Shaler, left side. Every second is precious here. They got to hurry. Shaler at the top of the key has nowhere to go. Down to 25 seconds left. Shaler with a dribble drive tries to dish it back out for Izzy O'Dell, and the Wolverines are running out of time here. 10 on the shot clock. Surdy will find Ventulis back out to Sophia Adams and a reach-in foul on Lydia Lusk with 16 seconds left, and CVS is up 59-47. And so Sophia Adams will head to the line here. CVS calling Bryn Whiteman in to the bench here to give her some instructions. And I believe that Worcester's going to try to start. Oh, no, they're going to bring in everybody off the bench. And so they will sub everybody out here. The end for some great seniors, Sophia Adams, McKenna Ventulis, Izzy O'Dell, and Anna Surdy, all seniors here for the Wolverines, who put up a heck of a fight here tonight with 16 seconds left. Sophia Adams at the line here. She will be subbed out in a moment. Misses the first foul shot. And this Worcester team, this program has been so solid over the last couple of years. Adams now with 15. She'll get subbed out. CVS also bringing in several substitutions. Want to thank all our special sponsors tonight, of course. Favors Home and Kitchens of Oxford, UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, as well as UHS Delaware Valley Hospital of Walton, and Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. So CVS will get it in with 15 seconds left. A traveling violation will give it back to the Wolverines with 12 seconds left, but it'll be the Patriots and the Blackhawks on Saturday, the matchup that a lot of people have been talking about for several weeks. CVS the 1, Oxford the 2, the MAC versus the Tri-Valley. That's what it's going to be. A 3 for Worcester here with 6 seconds left. Won't go down. Bryn Whiteman's going to come out of there with it, and that'll do it. CVS is going to win 59-48, and the Patriots are going to the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Championship game. We'll be back with our postgame show and our 3 awards coming up on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
And welcome back. Our final score here tonight, number one seed CVS tops 4 Worcester, 59-48 to advance to the Section 4 Class D girls basketball title game. Bryn Whiteman scores 18 points for the Patriots. Jolene Lusk tallies 17 points, 14 rebounds, and 9 blocks. Sophia Adams nails down 15 points for the Wolverines. Here's some other scoring to pass along. Again, 15 for Adams for Worcester, 14 for Anna Surdy. 11 for Haley Shaler, 6 for Izzy Odell, and 2 for McKenna Ventulith. On the other side, very balanced for CVS, 18 for Bryn Whiteman, 17 for Jolene Lusk, 9 apiece for Daphne West and Morgan Huff, 4 for Mia Dubbin, and 2 for Lydia Lusk. And Cherry Valley has kind of had the bullseye on their back all year, Coach, but they find a way to get to the Section 4 championship game.
Yeah, I've seen them play probably about 4 times now, and the thing I've been most impressed with is it seems like every game that I watch, there's a different kid that steps up to be, you know, the complementary player to Jolene. And following, you know, some guy named Nate Lull who has a Twitter and a Know the Score website, if you need any information about Section 4 basketball, that's the place to go. Anytime I would look at a score, it would be Jolene would score, but then, you know, one game it would be Daphne West who scored 20 points. The next game it would be Morgan Huff who had 18, and then Bryn Whiteman had 16. So they're very well balanced.
Yeah, they certainly are, and they went out and they played a tough schedule. As you said, the one loss on the season coming to Class A, Johnson City. They went out and played Norwich on the road, a couple of other Class C schools home and away. So they did. They went out and tried to get the most challenging schedule they can. I know they've had a couple of scrimmages as well that have been against high-quality teams. So CVS has earned this trip to take on Oxford in the championship game. So that's certainly going to be a lot of fun. All right, it's time now for our three awards here for our last game of the night. Let's start with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We wanted to go tonight with Bryn Whiteman, though 18 points tonight. She hit some big shots early, 14 points in the first half, really set the tone for CVS.
Yeah, not only did she hit big shots, but I think she is, you know, kind of the captain of the ship, I'll say, or the second mate, because she has a lot of responsibility. She runs the offense. She brings the ball up the floor against the press. She gets things set up, and then she's also counted on for scoring. So, and she has made some really nice passes to her teammates to set them up. So very impressed tonight again with Bryn Whiteman.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local teams success this season. We wanted to go with Sophia Adams, 15 points for Worcester, but boy, did she try hard defensively and got a lot of steals and was really kind of one of the ones that set the tone for the Worcester Wolverines.
Yeah, she plays hard, a really good athlete, really good soccer player, and just never stops on the basketball court, just constant pressure on the opposing team's ball handler and fearless driving into the basket. So quality effort tonight by Sophia in the losing effort for Worcester.
Our last award tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Easy for this one, Jolene Lusk, 17 points, 14 rebounds, 9 blocks. Easy for the All-Purpose Award tonight.
How many assists did she have? Because she had several nice passes as well.
Hannah B. has her down for 3 assists.
So, I mean, she plays an integral part in almost everything that Cherry Valley Springfield does. She's a difficult matchup. I don't know if there's a Class D school that has a player that could match up to her. She's capable of stepping out on the perimeter and making an outside shot. We saw her shoot a 3 tonight. Not only did she make one, but she had one in the first half that was 75% of the way down, rattled in and out. She cleans the glass. And she has all those block shots, but how many other shots has she altered or changed or, you know, and there was, I don't want to say intimidation, but, geez, I better get this off quick because if I don't, Jolene's going to block it. So she'll be a difficult matchup, I think, on Saturday for Oxford.
I agree. That's going to be a whale of a game. So our Class D games are set. The boys will be Southern Cayuga and South Courtright, and the girls will be Oxford and Cherry Valley Springfield. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. Also to Craig Stevens. He's our general manager. Those guys do a tremendous job, and they'll be with us on Saturday as well. If the weather strikes and the games get moved, we will tell you when those games are going to be once we find out from Section 4. So we'll certainly let you know about all that coming up this weekend. So we'll have both those games from SUNY Delhi here on Saturday. Greg, thank you so much.
No, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me tag along, and hope to be here again on Saturday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So, all right, stay tuned. On Saturday, we'll have some more high school basketball for you for the sectional championship games. Have a great rest of your week from WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
Now I know what it's all feeling like. I feel alive. Can't even be distracted by thoughts. When I'm with you, I can feel the vibe. Oh, in my mind. I just need you here by my side. Show up in the